The backdrop to this is that some Teddy Towns groups have been on to me, and the lead into this is that some areas, some towns and some villages have asked candidates not to erect posters within their villages and in their towns, and they're perfectly entitled to do that. Although, having said that, legally, there's no impediment to a candidate putting up posters. Some candidates have decided to put up posters and some haven't. But for new candidates in particular, I suppose, they feel that maybe it's important for them to get their face out there, so to speak, to have their poster up on a pole. And then following on from that, then some Teddy Towns groups have been on me to say that they feel now that in situations where their town and village has allowed and permitted posters to be erected, that perhaps they might lose points because there's a lot of posters erected in those towns and villages. And indeed, there's billboards and what have you, and let it be a flower display or whatever kind of display, it could be hidden by these billboards or posters. So what they're saying is a simple solution for everybody would be here that if the minister, will say, decided to extend the period or suspend, rather, the adjudication period until after, a week after the local elections, and the local elections takes place now in June the 7th, and by law, all posters have to be removed within a week of the polling day. So in that situation, if that happened, well, then all the candidates would feel that they're getting a fair crack of the whip. And equally, or maybe more importantly, the Teddy Towns groups then that have allowed candidates to put up posters, that they would feel that they wouldn't be perhaps not on the same level playing field as those towns and villages that have asked candidates not to put them up. So that's the backdrop to it, Michaela.
Because these tidy town groups, they work so hard year on year to improve the towns and make sure that they are looking their best. And by delaying it for a week, once every 5 years, this would be feasible.
Absolutely. I don't think, to be honest, it's a big ask. And I know some tidy groups have been on to me, and we're deeply indebted to all those volunteers, the length and breadth of the country, who do so much great work on a voluntary basis, week in and week out, and we're hugely indebted to them. And a lot of them are apprehensive now that all the work that they've put in for the last 12 months, in order to have their town and village looking as well as it possibly can be, that perhaps now, because of the poster issue, that they might lose points. And I think that's unfair on those volunteers. And so based on that, I've written to Minister Humphreys and asked her to suspend for normally, I think, in a normal year, Michaela, the adjudication takes place around maybe the first week in June. So clearly what we're asking for here is not a big ask. We're asking to suspend the adjudication until after, we'll say, the 14th of June, which is only a week or 10 days or so. And then everybody can be reassured that everybody will be treated the same and that no one will lose points potentially for having posters or hoardings up in their town or village.